The A-League season fixture finally arrives and the Women's World Cup comes to an end. Hey guys, my name's Lockie and this is Coastwood Football, the weekly podcast where we talk everything Australian football. And my goodness, is there a lot to get through. Obviously, the season fixture lists in the A-League competitions is probably the biggest piece of news over the past week, but there has been so much going on. And we're going to be talking about some transfer news, some news regarding the Matildas, so much going on. So let's start off with the Women's World Cup, because that did wrap up in the past week. On Sunday, we saw the final between Spain and England, and Spain are officially the Women's World Cup champions for 2023 with a pretty comprehensive performance over England, 1-0. For me, they were the better team, and congratulations to them. You know, England had a great tournament as well, but Spain just that little bit better in the end. We also saw the Matildas play their final game in the tournament. It feels like ages ago. It's crazy to think that that was within the last week. But of course, unfortunately, the Australian side went down 2-0 to Sweden. Sweden, again, a similar thing to the final. Sweden were just much better in that game. A sad way for the Matildas to end. They finished the tournament in fourth. But, you know, they've still done the country so... we're so proud of what the Matildas have done this tournament, man. And, you know, seeing the way that we've performed and the way that we've captured the country, it's just absolutely awesome. Some exciting news around the Women's World Cup as well. It's been revealed that the revenue earned for the Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand this year has hit $888 million, which apparently is the first time a Women's World Cup has broken even. This is incredible news. That's a phenomenal amount of money, and it's just been, as we all know, the most successful Women's World Cup to date. And of course, the Matildas have been key to that. It's been revealed that a statue will be built in Brisbane and a mural at Stadium Australia in Sydney to honour the Matildas. There's been a bit of talk, I guess a lot of talk, especially outside the football world, like outside the football fan sphere, if you like, of whether like a statue and stuff like that should even be, you know, whether it's worthy of a statue. People saying, oh, they didn't win their thing, why do they deserve a statue? It's not about, I mean, that to me, that's very much, I don't know, like the actual achievement, even though we didn't win it, what Matildas did on and off the pitch was just phenomenal and something that we haven't seen before. I mean, it was the most viewed television program in Australian history. It captured the nation in such a magical way that I personally have never seen before. I'm sure many of you guys listening would agree. This is a special occasion. This is a special achievement that the Matildas have done. It's not about the on-field performance. It's almost more about... there's almost the off-field stuff is bigger. You know what I mean? The way that they have captured everyone. You know, it's not just a football, you know, not just football fans, everyone. The Australian citizens have just jumped on board with Matildas. It's been absolutely awesome. So I'm totally down for the statue and the mural to be built to commemorate our fantastic team. Speaking about our fantastic team, our star player Sam Kerr has announced the launch of her own football academy called Sam Kerr Football. It's going to provide training programs and coaching to young footballers aged 3 to 14. Awesome. Sam Kerr, I mean, what an absolute legend, a star in Australian sports. And I'm sure a lot of young aspiring footballers will be keen to join that football academy. Hey, let's jump into the domestic leagues. And of course, as we mentioned at the top, the draw itself has been released for the A-League men's and women's competitions. Finally, man. It's always so exciting when this day comes around. And some really interesting changes that we've seen. Obviously, you can see the full fixtures online. You can check them out. I'm sure you already have had a look at them. Some tantalizing fixtures first up in the women's competition. We've got an F3 derby to kick us off. Great to have Mariners back in the competition. And a Sydney derby as well on the opening day. In the men's competition, it kicks off on the Friday with Adelaide v Mariners, a replay of last year's semi-final. And we've also got a big blue Sydney FC Melbourne Victory meeting on the Saturday evening in the opening week of the A-League men's competition as well. But so, let's talk about some of the major changes here for the fixture. not necessarily major, but there are some tweaks to the fixture list. Between mid-December and February, so basically for almost the entirety of the summer season, there will be no 3 p.m. kickoffs. This is a fantastic addition. It was a common sense decision. It was just, we saw it last year once again. We seem to have it every year where there's always a couple weeks where fixtures are getting pushed back, just because of the heat. The extreme heat is just too much. And this makes sense. It's all about player safety. Hey, look, I don't mind the later kickoffs, right? Even if, even if it is a Sunday night, we're kicking off at 7 p.m., I don't mind that. With this change as well, it also means in order to play more night matches, there will be 5 Thursday night matches played in the A-League this season, which I like. I'm down for this change. Thursday night A-League, let's try it. We know that in the AFL and NRL competitions, they regularly play Thursday night fixtures. I think it's worth giving a shot. And who knows, if it works out, it might be something that the A-Leagues could deploy moving forward. I'm down for the Thursday nights. Another one of the changes as well, as expected, the women's final series will be expanding from 4 teams to 6 to basically mirror what the men's finals campaign currently is, where you have the elimination finals followed by 2-legged semis and then the final itself. Speaking about that women's competition, the Liberty A-League Pass. This is great news, man. The Liberty A-League Pass has already surpassed last season's total. So people are signing up fast. Memberships are flying. Another piece of news, Melbourne Victory. They have broken their A-League women's memberships already. And we are, still over a month away from the start of the season. Just awesome, man. I mean, we're seeing it a lot. Just a lot of sort of new football supporters. People who got on board with the Matildas, wanting to watch football regularly, wanting to support local. And it's just great to see. So hopefully we do see attendance numbers rise, especially at the women's games. Speaking about A-League Women's head coach from West United, Mark Tecaso, some news regarding him. He has been appointed as the Philippines Women's National Team head coach. He will be joined by Andrew Durante as assistant coach. This is an exciting appointment for an A-League Women's coach, and obviously he's replacing a former A-League Women's coach in Alan Stajic, who has recently joined Perth Glory, of course, the men's side. Mark Tecaso will be juggling both roles, which is not often, it's not something we usually see in the football world, but he will remain with Western United, but also will be taking over the reins there at the Philippines women's national team. Speaking about Asian football, though, sort of segueing nicely, aren't we? Let's jump into Asian football now and talk about the Asian Champions League and AFC Cup. Talk about the men's teams now. The groups have been revealed for those two tournaments. Of course, we have Melbourne City, Central Coast Mariners, and MacArthur FC involved in those tournaments from Australia. Groups have been revealed. Melbourne City in the Asian Champions League have Buriram United, Zhejiang FC, and Ventforet Kofu. So a range of teams there. Melbourne City hoping to make it out of the group. They failed to do that last time last year. They'll be hoping to make it out this time around. Central Coast Mariners in the AFC Cup have Bali United, Terengganu FC, and Stallion Laguna FC. Bali United, a lot of people saying that they're keen for the Bali away days there. And then MacArthur FC as well in the AFC Cup have Dynamic Herb, Cebu FC, Shen United FC, and Phnom Penh Crown FC. So for the AFC Cup teams there, Mariners and MacArthur, obviously the competition, the quality isn't as high as the Asian Champions League. There's a possibility that those teams could make it out of the groups and hopefully have a decent run in the knockout stage. And of course, those tournaments get underway in late September, so not long until those tournaments kick off. They will be kicking off prior to the start of the A-League men's season. Cool. Awesome. Hey, let's talk about Ange. Ange Watch time. It's Ange Watch time, ladies and gentlemen. Ange Postecoglou. Obviously, we've been keeping a close eye on Ange over in England, currently in charge of Tottenham Hotspur. And Tottenham have won their first home fixture of the Premier League season, 2-0 over Manchester United. Just awesome for Ange, man. I mean, first home game against a big club like Manchester United. to win 2-0, and they played some great football. I watched this game, man, and they played really, really well. Some nice goals scored, and some good signs that they'll be playing some really attractive football this season, Tottenham Hotspur, and they'll be a team to be reckoned with. You know, they'll be a force that I think will prove a tricky test for the top sides in the Premier League, and hopefully Ange can keep up this decent form. Jumping back to Australia, of course, the Australia Cup kicks off this weekend. So much going on, man. Look, it's even though it's off season, you think you'd quiet down. Like, it's off season in terms of the A Leagues. There's still so much going on, and we are so excited for the round of 16 in the Australia Cup. Some huge matchups, man. Huge matchups. We've got a replay of the semi-final from last year. Sydney United take on Brisbane Roar on Saturday. We've got an all-A-League matchup between Melbourne City and Wellington Phoenix on Sunday. They're facing each other in the Cup for the third consecutive year. We've also got Western Sydney Wanderers taking on Adelaide United on Tuesday, all-A-League matchup. And then a game that I know a lot of people are excited for, Apia Leichhardt hosting Sydney FC. Sort of a bit of a Sydney derby there. That should be a fantastic game as well. We're going to be doing a bunch of live watch-alongs on the Coast Watch Football YouTube channel for those cup games, so make sure you keep an eye out on the YouTube channel for those. Okay, time to talk about, lastly in the news here, before we jump into some transfer news, there's been some coaching appointments. Perth Glory, they've re-signed A-League Women's head coach Alex Epikis, and Nikolai Muller, a familiar name, I'm sure you'll recognise him, the former Mariner and Wanderers midfielder. Nikolai Muller has returned to Central Coast Mariners to join their coaching staff. There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's time for the transfer news. And only a couple pieces of news in the men's competition. The women's, the other women's is where it's at the moment. It's been busy. Teams have been busy preparing their teams for the A-League Women's campaign, which kicks off in just about a month and a half. And first of all, we're going to start off with some Matildas players, though. Kyra Cooney-Cross. Linked with a move to Chelsea. Love it. Hope it happens. Joining up with Sam Kerr there would be an epic move for Kyra. Well-deserved. And Charlie Grant as well. She has been linked with a move to Aston Villa. So a couple more Matildas potentially joining the Women's Super League over there in England. Love it. Hope those two moves happen. Returning home, though, and but keeping with the Matildas. Some awesome news, man. I absolutely love this. Absolutely love this. Courtney Vine has re-signed with Sydney FC. This is huge. And we were talking about earlier about how, you know, the hype around the Matildas and now a lot of people wanting to support the A-League Women's. I mean, this is awesome. Courtney Vine to have a massive draw card like her, you know, that'll be a massive draw card for a lot of fans wanting to come along to the A-League Women's to know you've got a Matilda star playing here on our own shores. And she scored that winning penalty in that quarterfinal against France in Brisbane. She is going to be one of the stars of the A-League Women's this season. And joining her is Matilda teammate Tamika Yallop, who is returning to the A-League Women's as well. This is really, really exciting, man. Tamika Yallop is rejoining Brisbane Roar, a team that she has played for in the past. Absolutely awesome. Let's jump into some of the other transfer news, though. Brisbane Roar have also signed our former Matilda Jenna McCormick, as well as Danish forward Hannah Holgerson. So looking like a pretty decent squad there up there in Brisbane. Let's talk about Melbourne City now. A couple of re-signings for them. They've re-signed Julia Grosso, Holly McNamara, Rihanna Polisina, and Leah Davidson. Some really key first-team players re-signing there for City. But it's their rivals, Melbourne Victory, who have been very, very busy this week. Emma Checker this week announced her departure from Melbourne City. And she has signed with Melbourne Victory. Bit of drama there, crossing the Melbourne divide there to join Victory, Emma Checker. Victory have also signed Japanese forward Kariya Okino. Victory have also signed Jamila Rankin and Rachel Lowe. They've also announced a number of re-signings. Paige Zoyce, Alana Murphy, Ava Bredis, Leah Privatelli, and Kayla Morrison have all inked on for the new season. And there has been a major departure from Melbourne Victory as well. Melina Ayres, their star striker from last season, has left the club to join Newcastle Jets. Yet another bombshell move. What a signing for Newcastle. Melina Ayres was fantastic last season, especially to round out the other women's season. She was scoring goals for fun. And what an acquisition that is for Newcastle to have a star striker like that. She'll be joining Cass Davis, who has also joined Jets in the past week. Western United, the third and final Melbourne club, they have signed Kewa Hiata on a scholarship contract. They've also re-signed Alana Cern, Natasha Dakic, Alisa Del Oste, Silva Bell Morris, and then the Adriana and Melissa Taranto, the two sisters, have also re-signed for Western United. Wellington Phoenix over there in New Zealand have re-signed Zoe McMeekin, and Central Coast Mariners have also signed former Adelaide striker Paige Hayward. And then lastly, Adelaide United themselves have signed New Zealand forward Hannah Blake. So much movement in the other women's competition at the moment. As I mentioned, teams really trying to, you know, strengthen for this upcoming season. This is set to be the biggest A-League women's season, and I personally am so excited for it. We're definitely going to be doing more content around the other women's season coming up in October. Cannot wait. And just a couple of pieces of news to finish off here in the A-League men's competition. Scott Neville has re-signed with Brisbane Roar, the experienced defender, signing for the next couple of seasons. And then a piece of news regarding a Socceroo overseas. Ewan Mabil has joined Swiss club Grasshopper Club Zurich. Top club there in Switzerland. Hopefully means plenty of game time for Ewan Mabil. Wow, goodness me, so much going on, especially in the transfer world with the women's competition. And as I mentioned, we're going to be live on YouTube over the next week for watch-alongs for the round of 16 in the Australia Cup. Make sure you join me for those. Always a lot of fun in the live chat. Don't forget, you can leave a star rating on the podcast if you have enjoyed. I do greatly appreciate you guys tuning in every single week here to the Coastwatch Football Podcast. My name's Lockie, this is Coastwatch Football, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Cheers.